You're listening to Seattle Real Estate Podcast.
This is our holiday edition, Northwest Multiple Listing Service statistics for the month of November. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We're moving on to the holiday season. Let's put it that way. Happy holidays. Let's get into it. What does the holiday season look like for us? Well, interest rates and the Fed is kind of committed to holding the interest rates tight. We saw yesterday, recording this for you on the 13th, on the 12th of December, the Federal Reserve had their meeting and they said, oh, let's hold things tight. And I think in the first quarter of 2024, you're going to see the Fed probably start to do some at least quarter point reductions in their federal funds rate. And you are already seeing interest rates start to move lower. We're somewhere around 7.1, 7.2% right now, off of the highs of somewhere around 7.8. So we're down, you know, well over half point, closer to a point, but not quite to a full point. And that is starting to drive up some of the refinance and a little bit of activity. But we're also into our holiday season, which is people are thinking more about eggnog and attending their Christmas party than they are about, oh, let's run out and buy a home, right? Because that's just how this season works. But there's still activity going on out there. Let's get into some of these stats here. Market recap. This is from the Northwest Multiple Listing Service. Slight decrease in interest rates has raised cautious optimism. Interest rates had fallen to around 7.2% as of December 1st in comparison to 7.8% in October of 2023. And a continuation of that decrease, let me get you guys in here, on here. There we go. Sorry about that. And a continuation of the decrease would have a positive impact on the market in general. Well, that's kind of stating the obvious, right? But so much of this is people got used to those 3%, 4%, even 5% rates. If we had something with a 5 in front of it right now, you'd have a wildly different market. But we've got a lot of sellers out there not putting their homes on the market and a lot of buyers out there not pulling the trigger because they know interest rates are probably going to go down. And if a seller is on the fence about whether they put their home on the market and it becomes, you know, available inventory, then if it sells, they got to hop into the same market with the buyers where they're, you know, working with considerably higher interest rates and payments and affordability issues that the buyers are. So a lot of sellers right now are just kind of sitting on the sidelines going, all right, when's the rates going to get to the point where I can sell my home and do what I need to do? So a lot of what you're seeing right now are people that have to make a move, whether there's been, you know, a death in the family or a relocation, job transfer, you know, those are the same things. You know, something changed in the family dynamics, got to make a move. That's who you're seeing move right now. Because if you are a seller and you've got either no mortgage or a low interest rate mortgage, why would you move right now? You wouldn't, unless you had life extenuating circumstances, right? So, however, the decline in seasonal inventory continues to drive home prices upward, spurring an increase of 4.6% in prices from November of 2022. So that is system-wide. That is system-wide. It's like 26 counties, I think it is. So you've got a situation where even though interest rates have gone from, call it 2.75% up to almost 8%, and they did blip over 8%, you've got a situation where because you've got such little inventory, that whatever is out there is still being purchased and prices are being driven up. So because there's such little inventory, you don't have that chase down type mentality. All right, if it's not selling, drop my price lower than the next guy. And that is what happened during the Great Recession that literally dropped our prices. And we saw some, you know, 30%, 35%, 40% price breaks, price drops in the marketplace because you had to chase it down. We do not have the inventory, and it's a nationwide deal. A lot of markets do not have the inventory to have that kind of price drop. And in fact, it's going the other way. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we've got about a 2-month system-wide inventory that is still wildly low. 4 to 6 months is considered normal. People are complaining about, well, my community has a 4-month supply. That's normal. we've just gotten used to this whacked out supply, you know, lack of supply in our marketplaces. Northwest Multiple Listing Brokers reported 4,300 closed sales in November 2023, which is a 16% drop from closed sales in November of 2022. However, this is a slight improvement from October's year-over-year charge in closed sales, which decreased 18% when compared to October 2022. Well, in October, we had the high interest rates. So we've backed off of that a little bit. And so the activity, the closed sales is going to go up a little bit. There's going to be a few more buyers wanting to close and take advantage of some slightly reduced interest rates. While most counties in the Northwest Multiple Listing Report, 19 of 26, I was right on that 26 figure, saw a decrease in the number of homes sold. Seven of the counties saw a year-over-year increase, including Grant, Okanagan, Kittitas, Walla Walla, San Juan, Adams, and Ferry counties. What I would say there is those are very low population counties for the most part. San Juan County, some of the most expensive real estate in the Pacific Northwest. Just not a lot of homes, not a lot of population. So you can have a little bit of activity kind of really, you know, send the statistics into what's going on there. Well, it's because you've got a little bit of activity applied over very few homes in general. And that's how you kind of get that. The median sales price increased year over year in 21 of the 26 total counties included in the statistical report. That is something that everybody has been saying, prices are going to drop. Prices are going to drop. They're going to go down. They're just going to drop. They're just going to tank. They have to. Interest rates went up. You don't have enough supply. And what little supply you do have is being absorbed by those people needing to make a move. So overall, the median price for homes sold in November 2023 was $601, up 4.6% when compared to 2022. Three counties with the highest median price homes were San Juan. There we go, at $975. That's all 10 homes in San Juan County. I'm joking, but it's not a lot of homes, just not a ton of population. King County at call it 800 and Snohomish County at call it just over 700. The three counties with the lowest median priced homes were Grant County, Ferry, and Adams. And those are some of the smaller counties way further out in more remote areas. They're inherently going to have some more, they're going to have less of a median home price. When compared to the same month last year, November 2023, the month we just got through, experienced a 17% decrease in the number of active property listings on the market. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That shrinking supply. That is what is driving all of this. Because if you have a well-priced home in the marketplace, it's going to sell. It's going to sell. You've got buyers out there. Maybe it now takes 2-3 weeks to sell. In a lot of these counties, you know, 3 weeks is pretty normal. You know, those are days on market well under a month. That's quick. So you may not have the multiple offer situations. You may not have the big price increases, but you're still seeing some of that too in the really competitive markets in the areas where people like in Seattle or Bellevue or Redmond or Kirkland here, kind of in the central portion of the Northwest Multiple Listing Service, the areas that are really super close to the employment centers, you're still having multiple offers. You're still having bidding wars. It's crazy. And that's because people are moving in for jobs and you don't have enough supply. So if somebody wants it, they're competing with a handful of other people. Whether or not interest rates are, you know, well over 7, doesn't matter. If somebody wants it, they're going to take it. And our pricing relative to California is still pretty affordable for what you get home-wise. So you've still got a little bit of that. Because you've got folks leaving California in droves. They're primarily going to Texas and Florida, but a lot of them always come up to the Pacific Northwest because it's arguably better climate, less sun, better climate. And we've got job opportunities that they want to take advantage of with all the tech sector and everything else that brings with it. Although the number of sale transactions and housing inventory levels typically drop in the fall and winter months, the expected seasonal slowdown continues to be exacerbated by the high interest rate environment for buying for buyers relying on mortgages. With the 30-year fixed mortgage rate currently just over 7.2, the purchasing power of prospective buyers remains stunted relative to the few short years ago. Okay. So where moving forward, what does December look like? What does January look like? Well, we're in December, so I can tell you what the first half of it looks like. And it looks like there is, you know, a little bit of thawing of the real estate market. What you've got going on is people looking forward to, okay, we know the Fed is probably going to do some interest rate drops. They've done 11 hikes over the last year and a half, right? They've done whatever that time period is. And that in turn has driven up the cost of borrowing on a home in the form of higher mortgage interest rates. Because when the Fed drops their rate, that's the federal funds rate. That's the funds that the federal banks loan to each other. The mortgage rates typically follow the 10-year treasury. So what we're seeing right now is that the treasury yields are dropping. And so when the 10-year treasury drops along with a lot of these other securities or bonds, so I don't know why I said securities, then you're seeing mortgage rates drop as well. So I think you're seeing the anticipation of, okay, we're going to see rates drop, but by how much? And I've had people tell me anywhere from, yep, Sean, interest rates are going to be 5.5% to, nope, interest rates are going to be high through 2025. You know, the full gamut, because nobody knows. This is a crapshoot. And what are we looking at? What is our indicator? Our indicator is inflation. Trying to get that inflation down to 2%. So, you know, how do we measure whether inflation's still roaring or if it's, you know, cooled down? Well, we've got all these economic indicators, right? You've got the hiring, you've got the price indexes, you've got all of those business metrics, how the economy is doing. You've got all those. Or is the economy slowing down or is it still going hard? Do we still need to, you know, bump up those rates to slow down that borrowing? No, we're in a time period where we're looking. It's just a matter of when. It's not if, it's when these interest rates start to drop. And I think by quarter two of 2024, you're going to have 6% interest. You're going to have lower 6% interest rates, maybe 6.5%, because we're not that far off of that right now. It's at a little over 7. So another half point drop. Yeah. Easy. I can easy see that. You could even see that by the end of quarter one, but that would be a more on the aggressive side. I think a lot of people are pricing in maybe 3 cuts by the Fed, and that'll drop interest rates down, mortgage rates down to arguably in the 6s somewhere, maybe the low 6s. But I kind of think, you know, if they get to that stage and we have this soft landing that a lot of folks are saying, oh, we're not going to have a recession, but we're going to have a soft landing. I think so much of this is artificially driven because we literally dump trillions of dollars into the economy. And then I wonder how that'll go. You know, our temporary inflation, our transitory inflation, which has been here a couple of years, I think that's going to start to back off and you'll see rates drop. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw interest rates back in the 5s. Are we going to go into the 3s? I don't think so. I think something with the 5 in front of it is aggressively optimistic thinking. But the beauty of having this all recorded by me on YouTube is you can check back and go, was Sean right? Yeah. I mean, most of what I'm telling you is not brand new, and it's not, you know, my own original thought. I follow all kinds of different metrics out there, and a lot of them from the Northwest Multiple Listing Service, because that is the real true data of what we've got going on. So optimistically, if you're in real estate, things should be looking up quarter one, quarter two. They should be looking up. Is it going to be a barn burner of a market? Absolutely not. No, it's not. That's just not going to happen. But it's going to be better than we are right now. So hang in there. If you're somebody who's been struggling, hang in there. The way to get through these downturns is just don't quit. Do what you got to do to hang in there. So that's what I would say. I hope you have a great holiday season and I'll see you next year. Don't you love that one? It's like, it's so corny and yet true. Thanks again. We'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.